Earth and Sky.
You're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. Outbreaks of cholera and other infectious diseases can be predicted with enough lead time to develop an early warning system. Up next, marine microbiologist Rita Caldwell talks about the link between environment and disease.
What is the most important thing that you'd like to tell the public today about infectious diseases and this connection with climate change?
The ecology of the environment plays a very significant role in infectious disease outbreaks and their persistent patterns.
What do you mean by that?
Let me give you an example. Cholera is a devastating disease in the developing world. It was a massive epidemic disease in the United States, but that was pre-1900, before water treatment and good sanitation was introduced to the country. The organism is resident on plankton. The organism is a marine bacterium, but yet it can also live in fresh water associated with plankton. It shows a definite seasonality, and so the cholera epidemics in Bangladesh are intense in the spring and then even more intense in the fall, related to the plankton blooms. So we have been able to track these interactions using satellite imagery, using chlorophyll as a marker. Chlorophyll can be observed by the sensors of satellites, and they denote phytoplankton, the small microscopic plants of the ocean on which the zooplankton feed or graze. So we then can have a marker that allows us a prediction of when the zooplankton will be dominant, and shortly after that, the bacteria that cause the disease then will become abundant, and we can use that as an early warning system, particularly for the developing countries, Bangladesh, India, Middle East, and some of the other countries of the Far East.
I'd like you to tell me more about your study of other infectious microbes and the seasonality. What are you talking about there?
With influenza, very recently, it's been shown that the virus that causes the flu actually is more infective at lower temperatures. It's less transmissible at warmer temperatures, which leads us to seeing the epidemics in the winter months. We had always ascribed, as epidemiologists, that it's because people were crowded living inside during the winter months, but it turns out to be a characteristic of the virus. Similarly, with dengue or with hantavirus or perhaps with the Lyme disease, we are able to monitor the host that carries those infectious organisms, and we find that, again, this is a seasonality when the ecology of the organism is expressed by nature of the host with which it's associated. We haven't thought much about this as medical doctors, as research scientists, but now I think it's critical for us to understand these patterns that are so intertwined with climate. If climate is changing, if the global temperatures are warming, we will see changes in the patterns of infectious disease.
Could you be a little more specific? What kind of changes in these patterns? Are we talking about epidemics that we may have seen in the past, or what's up here?
Several possibilities come to mind. One is that with longer periods of time when the surface water temperature remains warm, that is, right now we can predict that the temperature is warm in late March, early April, through June, July. But if we have warmer temperatures persisting for a longer period of time, it may lengthen the so-called cholera season for Bangladesh. But we also have to consider the extreme weather events that have been predicted and are occurring associated with global warming. The extreme weather events can lead to breakdown in sanitation, sewage treatment plants, water treatment systems, and indeed, because the bacteria are part of the natural environment, we could again begin to see epidemics of cholera in the U.S. and in Europe that we haven't seen for almost 100 years.
What's the take-home message here for folks at home about this research on all these infectious diseases and the relation to climate. What would you really like to tell the folks at home?
It's not to strike fear in the hearts of citizens, but instead to provide an understanding of these interactions that are very important, and to point out that we can now develop a predictive capacity for infectious diseases so that we can develop a preemptive medicine. That is, to know when to expect the epidemics and to know which public health measures to institute.
Thanks to Rita Caldwell, chairman of Canon U.S. Life Sciences Incorporated, distinguished professor with the University of Maryland at College Park and Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.